will ask you the question, you make excuses. Ah, that is the problem. This will make excuses for my wrongdoing. This is why I have to shut this down, not to be the judge of my action. This is a member of my body. I am the heart. And that heart is not me only, is we. Yes, the point of it is in me. That was the first story, that you are that kind of stuff. Remember that. So do not converse with the text that you are facing. Try to understand it. I'm talking about something else. I'm talking about the problem of this ego who will make you a little bit guilty. And as long as you are the guilty one, you cannot build that prayer stuff that we were talking about right at the beginning. Remember? You don't. Right at the beginning. First paragraph of book one. First paragraph explained the problem. Do you remember it? He said, remember, your story is this. One day you started to go out and look around the universe, and suddenly you found a handmaiden and you fell in love with it, which is your brain. You fell in love with your brain and it was good, it served you. But there is that moment that something arrived that this one does not understand it. What is that? Exception. He said, how? This one knows the rule, but doesn't know the exception. Therefore, let me give you an example. The rule is everybody is silly. This is the rule. What about Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart? Suddenly an exception. And these exceptions are moving this culture, aren't they? What kind of music are you listening to? You build it yourself? This exception, this one doesn't understand. That was paragraph one, remember? Second paragraph. When the king saw the weakness of the medical doctors to correct this, what did he do? He took off the shoes, he went to the mosque to go to mihrab, means war zone, fighting with ego. Here he will say, you have to build that place for your heart to go there. And you cannot be the builder as long as you are the sinner. This is why David cannot build that mosque. Solomon should do. Because Solomon is solemn, is healthy. And his taslim is surrendering. And everything is musallam doing. He knows for sure. And all of that, why? There is one thing I know about Solomon from my childhood. Solomon is the only guy I know that he doesn't think even. He doesn't think. He doesn't judge the ant. He says, hello ant, how are you doing? Why are you doing this? Whatever God says, he will do. Period. That's why he is the symbol of that. The only good thing he does is the thing that you should do. What is the good thing Solomon did in his story? It said he saved a lady, remember? This is what we are talking in this book about, Belrays. Belrays is the queen. Queen of where? Ah, queen of Sheba. What is Sheba? Your environment. Rumi said you are living in Sheba. The people of Sheba, they are comfortable. They have everything. God has given them a lot. Therefore, they are bored. And they don't listen and all of that. We are going to talk about them a lot in this book. Because in this book, we're talking about the movement of my brain. I want my brain to move to the other side, to be the secondary, to be the queen, to listen to my heart. This is what the plan is. Therefore he said, listen, you cannot build it, but don't worry. you try to do your duties, then the Solomon means when you surrender, when you become healthy, you could do it. Then, okay, we talked about the Solomon. What about the Belgais? That old silly Belgais. When, okay, she was not very bad at the beginning. She realized that the little bird is okay, but your brain thinks that we want something. This is what the problem is. Because the brain is always wanting something, and other brains are wanting something. This is what has been for millennia, right? Here, when Solomon asked Belgais to come, Belgais would send 40 camels of gold to Solomon. They arrive there and see the desert is gold. Then Solomon will say, silly you, go back and tell her, listen, I don't want anything from you. I want you to be good enough to give you a lot. The heart is a giver, is not a taker. I don't want anything from this. I want to surrender it, not to be harmful to me, to others, all of that. So then said, oh, let me tell you about this lady. This lady, which is the brain, is so silly. Even when it is given the best, they put Muhammad in the hand of this lady. Oh, because this baby is here and he goes in the temple, suddenly she will hear the voices. Oh, 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 because something... In the moment that something new had happened, suddenly she will put it down and looks around. Curiosity, finding, blah, 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 forgets that I had it, the best was in my hand. So she will lose it, someone else will find it. So remember these two negative points about the brain that we are going to move, inshallah. Then we came back to the remaining part of the story of Solomon. What was that? A couple of paragraphs before. Let's see what was that. There was a long paragraph which was the last part of that story of Halime, which talked about this and that and that and that, and then short remainings that, okay, don't worry, because that Belgais will receive some gifts, because it's not only the brain, don't forget. Here we say, do this, do that. It's not only this. Something comes from outside. We don't know what it is. We talked about it somehow, do you remember? Rumi talked about it, and then we talk about it again and again and again. We'll say, the best thing in the universe for you to hunt is love. But I'm sorry, nobody could hunt the love. You know why? Love is a hunter. You were supposed to put aside all your tricks and clean up, be good, and pray to be hunted by love, because we don't know what will make that chick-chick-chick inside. But we know when it happens, then that fellow is the happiest fellow ever. We know that. How? That's one of the tricks. Here, let's go back to the Solomon. We started the story of the Solomon with what? He said, let me give you an example of the human being who is greedy and he is ignorant about the spiritual stuff, right? We started there. Let's go back and start from the beginning of the paragraph. Who is the guilty party today? Guilty one. Ah, you pretend that you are not and you want to be excused. Peter, go ahead.
Line 1045.
1045, yes.
Parable of man's being contented with this world and his greed in seeking and his indifference to the high and blessed estate of the spiritual who are his congeners, crying, oh, would that my people might know. A dog saw a blind beggar in the street. and was rushing at him and tearing his cloak. We have related this, but it is repeated once again in order to strengthen the story.
Means last time you were here, we read it, but today I go back to it. Because I know what Rumi is doing. He said, oh, we talked about it. And we know what this paragraph is all about. We talked about it. First, he starts with the dog. And we know dog is another name of the ego. There are a couple of animals that are representing the ego, the dog. Here, he's talking about the fidelity of the dog. He says, listen, even the dog is fiddle. If a dog goes around, the other dogs will even punish that dog and say, go back to the place that you were at. So how come that you are not fiddle? This is the question at the beginning, right? How come that a couple of times it happens to everyone? You go somewhere, somehow they're talking differently. Let's say the environment is different. The people are not talking about the real existing universal God now. Do you remember its name? Money. Money is the realistic God now for the brains. When you go somewhere that they are not talking about money, something else. Somehow something happens to you and some of your troubles down there will be reduced. What would you do? Nothing. You enjoy it, you come out, it was good, I enjoyed it, and you go somewhere else. You continue somehow. You don't go back, you don't realize that, ah, these are the groove. This is the place I should be, right? If you go somewhere and suddenly, spiritually, you're elevated, shouldn't you go back? You don't. You forget about it. Why? Ha ha ha, let's go back book 3 at the beginning. What did we say? Do you remember? Or let's go at the beginning of this book. Do you remember the story of the civilized fellow and the peasant? We explained it over there. There are a lot of different invitations outside and your greed. We say, ha, I tried this. Let me try that one as well. Could you try them all? You will be lost. You should be concentrated. You should appreciate what you receive. Because it's like this, that now tonight I'm very tired and I need real listen to the music. What do? I just flip it or I know, okay, that's it. Four seasons of Vivaldi, that's what will cool me down. I remember. You see how it is? This is what it is, being fiddle to these little stuff which are the tender stuff. The best example is in the art. If you don't appreciate that touch of art in you, you will never become an artist. You have to appreciate that. This is the beginning of the paragraph. Now, go ahead.
The blind man said to it, why, at this moment, your friends are hunting and seeking prey on the mountain? Your kinsfolk are catching wild asses in the mountains. You are catching blind men in the streets. O recalcitrant sheikh, abandon this imposture. You are briny water, having gathered some blind men, saying, these are my disciples, and I am briny water. They drink of me and become blind. Sweeten your water with the esoteric sea. Do not make the foul water a snare for these blind ones. Arise, behold the lions of God who catch the wild ass. How are you like a dog catching the blind with hypocrisy? What wild ass? They are far from hunting anything but the beloved. They all are lions and lion catchers and intoxicated with the light.